Imagination. Image plus nation. Powerful, ruling mental pictures. Imagination forms thoughts, which produce emotions that motivate deeds. That person has no imagination is a derogatory comment. Why? Because imagination is a powerful thing. Imagination is mental conception. To conceive is to bring into existence. Christ commanded us to repent, change our way of thinking, Matthew 4:17. We are not to have vain imaginations, Romans 1:21 and Psalms 2:1. Vain means impotent, worthless, empty. Our imagination is the power to create, which God gave only to man. Animals do not have imagination. We were created in the image of God. His plan has always been for us to be His children, Genesis 1:27, Romans 8:16. Children have the potential of their parents, but they must learn from their parents how to develop that potential. So, Christ told us to repent so that we may manifest as children of God, 1 John 3:2, Romans 8:19. God imagined the universe before He created it. He saw it before it existed, Revelations 13:8, Romans 8:29 and 30. What He conceived in His imagination, He spoke into existence, Genesis 1:3. This is what Christ was talking about when He told us to repent. We have to see it in our minds before we can speak it into existence. The natural carnal mind sees with physical eyes and believes only what it sees. The carnal mind is a constant, conflicting agent against God. Romans 8, 5-8. We must have the mind of Christ, who did not consider it inappropriate to be equal, manifest the same power, as God. Philippians 2:5. Christ had to see Himself as the Son of God in order to manifest the Son of God. John 10:30. When we meditate on God's Word and fellowship with Him in the Spirit, we will be given fruitful imaginations. John 15:4, the fruitful imagination will be of the work that He has set us to do. Philippians 2:13. We will spiritually see what we will then speak into existence. The Holy Spirit will quicken, means make alive, our mortal, weak bodies, and we will be able to accomplish great things. Romans 8:11. You must see it to be it. Ramp up your investment in the new birth spirit being that you became when you received Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. That investment is your time in the Word, reading, studying, and meditating, your time in prayer, especially praying in the Spirit, and the time allowing God to show you things. God wants you to dream dreams and see visions, Joel 2:28. The dreams and visions God wants us to see are fruitful imaginations of things that we will see manifested.